It's 8 minutes past seven. Shane McElhattan is here now with a first look at what it says in the papers.
On a day when the government is poised to announce its national development plan to address the shortcomings in the nation's infrastructure, fears that the country's legal aid services face being overwhelmed give the Irish Independent and Irish Daily Mail their lead stories. The papers take different tacks. The Mail quotes the Legal Aid Board as telling the Department of Justice that it's running €1.3 million over budget and faces closing some centres because of a huge rise in cases involving asylum seekers. The Independent's focus is on the warning from the Legal Aid Board that people seeking legal help in divorce, separation and family law proceedings are facing longer delays due to funding shortfalls, and it might have to stop taking new applications. The paper quotes from correspondence released under the Freedom of Information Act that much of the strain on the Legal Aid Board comes from the exponential increase in international protection applications in recent years. The new phase of Israel's onslaught on Gaza gets much coverage. The Irish Daily Star, among others, carries details of the statement issued by 28 countries yesterday, including Ireland, demanding an end to the war as the suffering of civilians in Gaza has reached new depths. The Irish Times reports on the Israeli advance on the town of Deir el-Balah, full of refugees, because it has so far been spared much of the destruction across Gaza. Mark Weiss, inside the paper, gives background to the advance, which has caused the families of Israeli hostages to fear that their loved ones will die in the new fighting. He says the Israelis claim an entire battalion of combat-ready fighters has been kept in reserve in the town by Hamas. Yesterday's deluge across the country gets a lot of attention. Floods, sweat and tears is the Mirror's headline. Inside, the paper reports that residents of Drumcolliher on the Cork-Limerick border were left picking up the pieces after heavy rain caused flash floods. The most dramatic story from the deluge gives the Mail its story under a photograph of a rain-soaked Donegal couple, Kim and Alistair Hay. The Hays are described being evacuated from the Marble Arch Caves in Fermanagh within minutes of arriving, after staff alerted them to the torrential rain above ground. The paper shows video grabs taken by the couple of the water gushing down the steps as they left. The Hays said they had only opted to visit the caves to get away from the rain. Other parts of Ireland's tourist infrastructure are under pressure that has nothing to do with the rain, according to the Times and the Star. The Times reports that tourists on the Cliffs of Moher Trail are breaking walls and climbing protective fences to access sections of the cliff edge trail that have been closed for nearly a year after several deaths. Under the headline Molly Alone, the Star says Dublin City Council chiefs have given up on deploying stewards to stop tourists groping the statue of Molly Malone. They're looking for a more permanent solution, and they may resort to planting flower beds around the statue on Suffolk Street. It seems that, like at the Cliffs of Moher, tourists will try to do what tourists want to do. A spokesman for the council is quoted, "The stewards were in situ for a week in May. When approached not to touch the statue, people were generally cooperative. But without stewards, the behaviour returns. It's ingrained, apparently, as part of your visit to Dublin." Finally, several papers report on Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary's remarks that he's considering increasing the bonus being paid to ground staff who identify oversized baggage being brought on by passengers. Well, he better get on with it. In a brief letter to the Irish Times, Colm Doyle of Arbour Hill in Dublin says he's disturbed to find out that staff are only getting paid €1.50 per bag intercepted. In future, he says, if he sees this happen, he will offer the agent €2 to allow a fellow passenger on without paying a fine.
Shane, thank you. It's 12 minutes past seven. Coming up after the break, a Gazan teacher on her life under attack.